Ja.
Pause, Pause. Coming at you, everybody. Welcome to the Comedians Wrestling Podcast.
We listen to it off at the best part.
Shit, did I? I thought you said cut. All right. That part. All right, it's enough. I have too much to say. Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling Podcast. You're listening to Bray Wyatt Radio coming at you, everybody.
30 seconds to Mars?
I think it says it's still Code Orange. It's called Shatter by Code Orange, who made their last song. Anyway, welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling Podcast. C-O-W, baby. Where comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. One comedian plus Nick Tulo, the honorary comedian. Tulo, tell us a joke to become a comedian. Say anything to become. No one likes to be put on the spot ever to be able to tell a joke.
Some may call me the honorary Camus.
There you go, folks. Tulo is now a comedian. He has earned his wings. He's now a full on comedian. All right, so now we are back. We're delayed because last week just got fucking crazy for us. Gotta say, we had a bunch of scheduling issues. Tulo was traveling, but it's okay because you know what happens every time. Every time we're a little late with the pod, you know what I mean? I'm bursting at the seams to speak. You understand? Yeah. I just rewatched. I had SmackDown going in the background, which I did watch.
I actually didn't finish it.
Okay, I did watch.
I'm just and then realizing
had,
that now.
I just had Raw repeat. It's fine. Yeah, bro. How you doing? Dick Tulo in the house.
I'm here, man. Wow, you, what is it? Monday?
It's Monday, hey. Baby. Also, the other beauty
watch
of
Raw.
Recording
shit.
On Monday is that we get to talk about the House of the American Dragon. Did you get to see the finale or you're working? You
didn't I did. See it? Okay, I did. I good, watched good. It last night. I had
that,
to
you had to
last
make
night.
Sure you watched so that nothing gets fucking
there
spoiled,
were spoilers. Right? There were spoilers happening before it even went on air. Like I think like something leaked and people were watching it. Oh, wow.
Well, I saw lime. Duh. Full on lime LaCroix. Never hurt. No, boy. Daddy.
Got gooseys.
Wow.
Lime LaCroix.
Yo, legit, so much going on in the world of wrestling. But yeah, in terms of Game of Thrones, I won't spoil. There'll be no spoilers here, okay? It's too close. But we'll do the next step. We will spoil, okay?
Okay.
But I'll say this. You think it's too close? You think I'm being a fool?
I don't know. I was just ready to
fucking I saw the last that la- the last shot, you know, like the last shot of the last scene, you know? Mm-hmm. I saw that before I saw the episodes. Like, I was flicking through my phone and someone I had caught that, and it made me go, I gotta watch it.
Yo,
you know what I mean?
Were,
and that was a
people,
that was a spoiler enough where I was upset, but it didn't really spoil that much. It just kind of told you like, kind of crazy because down. All I saw was someone a look on somebody's face, and that tells you so much. Kind of fun. Kind of fun.
So true. So true. Mm-hmm. Man, I love this show. I think, and that's fine. And if you don't, that's fine too. But I think this was a perfect first season of a television show that gets you so excited to tune
excellent.
In.
For absolutely excellent. So the, fun. Such
the time
a good
jumping.
Time.
It took some of them took like a second or two, and then you're like, okay, this is what's going down. Got it now. Got it. We're here now.
I had one complaint. Not enough fucking. Okay, and one complaint.
Yeah.
It was a lot of jump cuts to kids already being born.
Yeah.
Okay, I like to see kids being created. Okay, you know what I mean? No, I'm just saying, it is true. It was way less provocative than the old Game of Thrones, correct or no?
I mean,
all the sexuality in the old one, like all the sexual debauchery from the old Game of Thrones, they piled into like problem dangerous childbirths. Right? Like if you wanted to see like if you were looking for a show that was showing you like every kind of possible way a childbirth could go,
then
you watch this season of Game of Thrones. Am I wrong?
Literally.
It like starts with that, it ends with that. It was like so much childbirth.
A lot of childbirth. Hot topic nowadays. Childbirth.
That is true, you know, and they were shooting it before. Anyway, look. I thought it was fucking great. I think that, like, to me, this is kind of like this was a perfect way to, like, revitalize Game of Thrones because it was like, look, we're not gonna get all the other series is a little pretentious. Okay, let's just be honest, you know? And that worked for that time. But I had no patience to watch a new Game of Thrones show where like they're gonna go so fucking slow. I just would have probably given up on it. And I like they knew like, hey, let's create really interesting stories. Characters in the show all rule. They're all good. You know, maybe you don't like them all,
true.
But they're all unique.
Love them all.
They're all very specific. And every claim to the throne is interesting to me.
Yes.
They're all like, I don't even know, like the writing, the nuance there of like, hey, oh, this guy, oh, I'm like, yeah, you know, what would happen? I'm like, interesting, right?
And then there's people who have been like scorned and not given the throne. And now like, you know, when they were supposed to have the throne technically, and you know, it's very layered.
It's great. It's like I love
a blooming onion.
Is it a blooming onion? You know what's funny? Is it a blooming onion? I've only had one of those one time.
I always called it blooming.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's a blooming also. Like a blooming group? The blooming group onion?
Blooming onion? See, this is tough because
you don't know how to write it? Yo, we got to screen share what you're doing here. Bro, I got it. It's a blooming onion. It's blooming. You're right.
Yeah. It's
no, there's
blooming.
No how.
Oh, you know, blooming.
It's blooming.
Yeah, with an N.
It's blooming. Wow. Okay. How unhealthy
Almost
is
famous
a blooming onion?
Oh,
one such
so
appetizer,
unhealthy.
Outback Steakhouse's blooming onion, has more than 800 calories, 58 grams of fat, 22 grams of saturated fat.
Oh, my
fat,
God. Oh,
plus
my God.
1,520 milligrams of sodium. These numbers do not include dipping sauce.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Yo, Tilo, by the way, I don't know how the resolution is on the Zoom here, but, like, can you see how tired my eyes are?
Can you see? Look at mine, bro.
Yeah. This is – but, see, all right, you look tired. You look tired, like, more classic tired. I have to like I'm like back really training hard in the gym again.
Ooh,
like, you know,
that kind of
like,
tired,
right, you know, like that. And what it does is it gives me like deep pockets under my fucking eyes, you know?
Yeah, you and look classic like, tired.
And
me, I'm in the gym training, bro.
Yours are a little classic tired. That's a little bit.
Look at these eyes.
Oh my god,
you're classic tired.
I don't know. Oh my god, this is insane. This is my brother's story, but we'll talk about wrestling in a second. My brother texted me. I don't know. Let's just see if he hears that on this one here. But he texted me and he goes, "Yo, bro, I just caught my next door neighbor stealing my Amazon packages on my ring light."
Oh my
Can
god!
Can you imagine? Like, not just like a thief. Like, the guy who lives next to you is just like taking your Amazon packages, and then you gotta. Oh. What do? You gotta. He keeps calling me. I gotta call him right after we get off the line here. But like, what? You gotta report them to the police, right? But then you gotta live near them. What's he gonna do here? Is this a move? Do you move? He might have to move.
Bro, that's crazy, man.
Right.
It's so wild.
Why would you ever steal an Amazon package if you're not just like heading for Z Hills, bro? You can't because everyone's got a ring light.
Wait, does he live in an apartment complex? Or does he own a house?
House.
So his neighbor was coming from this. Where does he live?
I don't have all the details yet.
Wait, which is this? Butchie or Mike?
Let's just leave it open. Just, you know, it's one of the two.
It means,
it's not Long Island. It's not Long Island.
That's fucking crazy.
Actually, Long Island, wouldn't it? Feel, that happening on Long Island makes way more sense.
Where's Mikey live?
He lives in, Syosset.
Oh, Syosset? Interesting.
Yeah. Yo, anyway, let's get into wrestling because I have just so much to say. Patreon.com/PageRush, by the way. Support this podcast. We fucking do this, man.
I think that's the new official intro. Is we just like open up with a whole bunch of bullshit.
Say the Patreon.
Until we get
to start talking about the wrestling. Yeah. Okay. CM Punk seems to be not returning to AEW. Okay. Which I've heard from many sources.
I knew this is exactly where we're going to start.
You knew I was going to start there. Which I've heard.
I'm happy
from
to talk.
Sources.
I'm actually. Let's dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree because I'm very happy to talk about this.
Yeah,
and also,
I think it's. What's his name? I don't think it's necessarily Gone. The big. I don't think it's necessarily the biggest story, but the everything I've been reading about it has been pretty fun. You know,
pretty crazy to think about.
Yeah. And I do think it's crazy because what I think is crazy is I think about when he debuted at AEW, what that felt like. And
yeah,
for
we
this
to
be how this ended, you know, is so fucking insane. It is so insane. He came back and he was like the Messiah, bro. Like that we watched that. Remember, we all like stopped what we were doing. We were all in Vegas together and we watched him debut on Rampage in Chicago.
I think
and
Newman then, came in from like a nap.
He did. He knocked
like,
on the door.
Hey, man. I think CM Punk's about to debut.
And I think he was already on the screen. You know?
Yeah.
And
he had the phone. Yeah, that's what I was doing with my hand. I just didn't say the word.
And he was so. Oh, my God.
He
was so
tour.
Essential to.
It was like a tour.
Yeah. I mean, he was jumping in the crowd forever. He was so essential to. Like making AEW legitimate, you know, him and Cody, you know, and to think that Cody and Punk are both gone, you know, and it looks like they just threw a ton of money at Moxley and Jericho to make sure they don't go anywhere, you know,
very, very interesting,
right? And it does make you really think about the fate of AEW. I'm not trying to jump the gun here. I'm not trying to jump the gun, but, you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for them because they have not delivered on the promise. Maybe not the promise. The promise is not true. Tony Khan didn't promise us this, but they were not able to execute the vision that we all had for this company, you know, long-term, you know? And so, I mean, maybe they'd be able to turn around, but they're slowly falling into becoming just independent wrestling, which is the worry about AEW. you know?
You're saying all the right, all not all the right things. I won't say
as
that.
As opposed to
saying
a
all
television show is what I mean.
Yeah. Our, yeah, I think our viewpoint on this is exactly on the same page. And I couldn't, and I can even dig a little deeper. And I'll go as far as say is that if the Kenny and the Bucks don't come back, it's over.
I'm going to say this. I think Kenny and the Bucks are going to come back because I think that's why Punk is gone. You know,
I just find it very interesting. And let me dig a little deeper here, Dan.
Yeah, please,
okay?
Do.
Because these are thoughts that I've had.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Okay. I find it very interesting that while Kenny and the Bucks are away, Moxley and Jericho are getting long-term deals with new roles behind the scenes. And they're not there to say anything about this. I mean, they're technically EVPs. Are they not acting EVPs right now as well? Like, it's all very interesting to see where I really truly think the fate of that company depends on Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks. Like, if they come back, if they don't come back, what you said about independent wrestling is so true, because that this is what I'm watching.
Well,
now.
Look,
like,
what I'm saying is
AEW
that
AEW is just an independent. AEW is an independent wrestling company on a grand scale, right?
Right.
Because right now the storytelling is happening few and far between. We're just getting Moxley's on Dynamite this week versus Penta. Yeah, that's cool, but like that's you're just scooping
it's
up all the
AEW's
talent off the
such a mess. It's like a bajillion titles. And no story. Like, that is the opposite of how you want to run, how you want your wrestling company to go, you know? And look, don't go. Look, I want to be very clear here. I'm going to say this right now. Tony Khan's still one of my guys. And by the way, if AEW stays like this for years and years, that's great. I'll still continue to watch the pay-per-views and everything. I'll still watch it. Like, they still got the Lucha Bros. I mean, they got incredible talent over there, you know? But
right.
At the end of the day, as a television show, you know, they're really becoming what I think for me is what I don't want to see on TV is I don't want to see just independent wrestling. I wanted to see great independent wrestlers become television stars, you know?
Love that.
And for a little bit, it felt like they were doing it, but then they were just keep making mistake after mistake. Like, even forget about the media scrum, and I know we're going backwards so far, and let's make sure we get off this quick so we focus on all the positive. There's so much cool shit going on. But Kenny Omega came back and was just going to have a trios title run, you know?
I said it.
Like, Kenny needs to come back and beat Kenny Omega. So what I'm hoping for, and this is how I should not feel this way. This is a symptom of where AEW is right now, which is like, I'm hoping that the Kenny and the Bucks go to WWE, you know? That's what I'm hoping, you know? More specifically, Kenny.
Let's go a little bit deeper there, Dan. Let's have some fun with this. They are lined up perfectly to go to WWE right now. If you were to insert Kenny Omega in the Young Bucks in a company that has the bloodline, that has fucking Judgment Day, that has Gallows and Anderson with AJ Styles. Like, the list goes on and on. New Day, like, now you bring them, and Cody's there too. I mean, you're talking about just mega, mega fucking numbers. And honestly, I think it's possible. I mean, no one thought Cody going was possible.
Well, they said that they put the
was.
Feelers out. Like, that was the rumors, you know? And I can believe it, but anyway, whatever. I think we proved our point here. Where I'm just like, you know, it was worth noting on this podcast that I said when this all went down about a month ago, I said if AEW can't figure out how to turn this into story, then they're not making TV for me. You know what I mean? And I stick by it, which is like, I understand that, like, I'm probably wrong and you don't want to promote toxic work environments and this and that, but you cannot ignore the work shoot element that is the magic of pro wrestling. And when you have something like this and you can have Kenny, CM Punk, and that could be the fucking best thing going on and you walk away from it, this is why Cody's got to go. That's what it is. Meanwhile, also, at the same time with AEW, the reason you don't want this to become independent wrestling is because, like, every week it's like a fist fight backstage, you know? It's like kind of uncomfortable, you know? It's like you're looking at these wrestlers like Eddie Kingston and Sammy Guevara, who like you thought were like awesome, talented wrestlers, and now you're thinking about them like brawling in the back. It makes you think that they're fucking jabronis. Like you're like, you know, you don't want that unless you do it the way CM Punk does it, which is CM Punk is fighting in the back, but making sure that it's a work on the mic. You know what I mean? Like he explained exactly what he was pissed about, you know? Oh man. Anyway.
Wild, wild, wild times, man. It's crazy. And, yeah. and then you just go over to the other side of the pond and it's like, not the pond, whatever.
We knew what you meant.
Yeah. And you go on the other side, it's just so much good stuff happening. It's like, I mean, Crown Jewel is becoming.
The hell, enjoy the show. And after that, I'm going straight to hell. Enjoy the show.
Where the hell? Wait, that was an accident, but where is Jeff Hardy?
He's not in the business currently.
Wait, Jeff Hardy? Oh, because he had another, he had a DUI or something again?
And he just. It was back on the sauce, I guess.
Something happened again? Another thing he had again?
Yeah, and then AEW said, like, he's, like, not on the roster anymore.
Can you imagine your WWE and, like, all they do is, like, you know, they, like, let him go and everyone was like, oh, WWE such shitbags for letting Jeff go, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. It's so crazy. Well, oh, they keep it. Like, they keep it. What?
I would say guys like that aren't, like...
Well, he's an addict. He's got
I'm saying like Jeff Hardy, Matt Hardy, wrestlers like that aren't wrestlers that are going to go back to WWE now. Like I see only. Are you doing taking a selfie?
No, I'm taking a picture that I'm going to try to show you over camera after you're done with this point.
Well, those guys aren't going to WWE now, right? It's interesting. It's like now you start to see like you see. When contracts will expire, who's the guys that will go over there? I mean, right now, I think WWE is in a great spot. I think they got all the talent that they really need right now. So it's interesting to see because, I'm just not into Dynamite and Rampage. I'm definitely not watching Rampage. Like I feel like Rampage is just like AEW Dark on, you know, TNT on a Friday. You know, late at night. Plus, it's at 10 o'clock. Like, so if I don't get around to it, it's the last thing I watch for the week. If I can't watch it on the weekend, by the time Monday comes around, I'm in Raw zone already, you know?
Right.
Raw zone.
You're in the Raw zone?
I'm in the Raw zone.
Yo, so look. Whatever. Anyway, look. Let's move on. Still get, to, you know, whatever. We'll see where it all goes. But. Let's move on to WWE for a sec. Here, this is what I was trying to show you a picture of.
My guy.
Did you see these glasses Seth wore?
Yeah. They're fucking incredible.
Bro, I don't know, man. I truly feel like I've had enough of this version of Seth.
No.
I'm so not into it.
Oh, fucking Dan.
I mean, I love Seth Rollins. Don't get me wrong.
God damn it. He's so good right now.
I like
now,
that
dude.
He has the U.S. title. I like that he has the U.S. title. But he's dressed so fucking crazy. But he's so not a goof, Seth Rollins. Like, he as a guy is not a goof. And he's great. He's actually pretty good at selling this. But boy, oh boy, I just want, like, I want serious Seth Rollins back, man. The company needs Seth Rollins to be the fucking Rollins, bro. They need Seth Rollins.
You can't deny how good it's working, though. Like, he comes out to the ring. Everybody's fucking doing the song. Like, he's in the ring. They got people saying freaking Rollins after. He's
the song is over. The song is over. It is.
He recovered very good after the fucking bar mitzvah fucking choir that he had on stage. At WrestleMania.
Also, WrestleMania, he was wearing like lace. Remember that?
That gear was fucking fire.
Gear was fire, but it was ballsy. We wore like some sexy lace. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm not saying I need the arc. He's got to be the architect because it's dangerous. It's dangerous to be the architect. It's because that's like kind of where the territory edges in, where it's like he's like, I'm the rated R superstar, but you're not at all. And, you know, if you're not architecting, you know, and no, you're not an architect, you know, you're not doing any architecture. You're not practicing architecture. And like, it's hard to be like, I have all these like elaborate laid plans all the time when it's just fucking pro wrestling. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. It's easier to just go, everybody, whoa, yo, yo, whoa. You know what I mean? Like, that's a lot easier when it's pro wrestling, you know? But look, whatever. This fucking Saudi card is pretty sick, no?
Can we go over it?
Yeah. Let's look at the Saudi card. I mean, I know a lot of it off the top of my head. Oops,
holy,
sorry.
What?
No, it's wow. Fine. Okay. Saudi WWE. It's Crown Jewel, right?
No, yeah,
it's Crown Jewel.
Yeah. you drinking that snake oil, bro?
Hold on, let me go into the sheets. No, I'm kind of tired right now, actually, to be honest.
Me
not
too, really bro.
The sheets, but let's get the sheets going.
Yo, while you're getting the sheets,
I'm in the sheets.
Yo, you want to see this fucking...
Yo, one wrestler, while I'm looking this up...
Got sick this
right?
Is.
Yo, one wrestler right now that you would... If you could move them from AEW to WWE, who would it be? One wrestler.
MJF. Right now.
Oh, yeah, MJF. That's probably the right answer.
And then two would probably be like Britt Baker. Jade. Oh, yeah.
Bring Jade right over.
Bring Jade right over. Yeah. I mean, she's perfect. She's absolutely perfect.
I have just two guys came to my mind, even though they're not like the tops, because it's like obviously if I had gun to the head, I'm gonna like want Daniel Bryan back or something, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At this point, like, you know. But one is I want Samoa Joe back in WWE.
I was you know? Really funny when I was talking about the Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy thing. I was saying like, yeah. But there's still guys like Samoa Joe that would work, you know, like because
you could get perfect. A great Samoa Joe Roman feud, you know, like you wouldn't take the title off of him, right? But there's shit you do with Joe still, you know. And then the other guy, this is gonna be a controversial one, but like in this version of WWE. I would love to see Brian Cage in WWE because, like, this feels like we have territory now. There's so many big dudes, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to see some more monsters.
Well, my brain was going Wardlow, guys like that.
Yeah, exactly. Cage, Wardlow. Like, I want a lot of the bigger dudes in there because I think it'd be cool to see these guys, bigger dudes, wrestle Roman. You know.
Can I talk about something real quick? Man, what the fuck was that Baron Corbin shit, dude? You got JBL to bring you out.
We gotta talk about.
He had all of his gimmicks. It was all of his gimmicks in one. He was like in his tank top, and then he looked like the.
This is what I'm talking about. When we're a few days late with the podcast, we jump all over the place. But yeah, bro, fine. Let's talk Baron Corbin.
Thank God JBL was with him, because if that was like a return back and he was like
was
rebranded.
That suit JBL was wearing?
Oh my God, he looked like Tracy McGrady at the draft.
That's a reference even I get.
Yeah.
That's a sports reference even I get. Oh my God, bro. That's, oh my God, shit, sorry. That suit, I fixed it. That's, let's get now. That suit.
Wow.
So fucking baggy. I mean, oh my God. That
Who
was like
walk out there like
three
that?
Suits worth of fabric. You know?
It's like unbelievable.
That was insane. JBL's promo was really good though, I thought.
Yeah.
He ripped up Ziggler. That was pretty great. But I'm starting to get irked. I texted you guys immediately with Baron Corbin. Because I'm just starting to be like, this guy gets every fucking chance in the book to get over. They're rebranding him every fucking day. Like, you know, like...
And, like this... You have the opportunity to do it. You got JBL. You're not believing anything JBL is saying about Baron Corbin right now being like a next generational talent.
No, like JBL
whatever.
Was great, but the JBL-Baron Corbin mix, I don't really like that much. But I'm going to say this. Tulo, Baron Corbin tends to make shit work. That's why he gets these opportunities.
100%.
So I think they give this a little bit of time, and they'll be doing, you'll be like, yo, yeah, that's really time. Working. But why is Baron Corbin not also, why doesn't he also wear a suit?
That's what I'm saying. He should have wore a suit or
what the hell was he dressed like? He was wearing Seth Rollins gear, right?
He wasn't even, he was wearing all of like, he was a combination of all of his gear from like yesteryears. Like it was weird. He had the fedora. Like, dude, come back with something fucking fresh and new. You just had like 2 months off and you just, JBL's your guy. That's it. Like weird, man. Really weird.
That was definitely weird. Like it definitely felt like one of those weird things where you're like, oh, they're trying to like, all right, but Baron Corbin doesn't need a mouthpiece, really. He's pretty decent on the mic, no?
It's not. Yeah, and that's why, like, so maybe they're going to make it work, you know?
Fuck.
Maybe why right here.
Why didn't they put, I would have put JBL with Ronda Rousey. Like, this new version of Ronda. Ronda, holy shit. SmackDown, god damn it, she was so bad. I mean, they put the microphone. She did a backstage segment.
I saw it. I actually saw it.
It was atrocious.
I remember she was, I watched
trying
like
to shit on whatever city they were in. Ohio. They were in Ohio. She was like trying to shit on Ohio, and she like couldn't pull it off at all. Do you remember that?
Telling you, just put her in the bloodline, man. Just let Heyman talk to her.
JBL would have been great because you'd just be like, just make it like a money thing or whatever, right?
I mean, everything that JBL said about Baron Corbin could have been said about Ronda Rousey, and then you would have been like, this is sick. But he was saying it about Baron Corbin. So then you were like, this fucking sucks. Like, nothing new. Same, like, maybe different, like, graphics and stuff, but that was it.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool, but I just don't understand. Why did Baron Corbin even need to be reinvented? I don't even understand. He was kind of working, I felt like, right? I was actually kind of like, you know, but I don't know. It's like, I know Happy Corbin sucked ass. That's what I'm saying. But the only thing that didn't really work about Happy Corbin was mostly just like calling him Happy. But this in between is weird. I'd rather see Baron Corbin go back to full on like Lone Wolf than this. Yeah. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Yeah.
Get the Crypt Keeper hair back.
Newman got blocked for that. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
And then I brought a Newman is a troll sign to Raw 25, and I was on TV with it. That was the same. Remember Raw 25? At the Barclays Center.
Raw 25 was hilarious because they were like 25 years of DX. And DX was at Raw 25, and I was like, didn't they already do this? I was like, no, that was Raw 25 featuring DX. But then they're like, no, this is DX 25-year anniversary. Yeah. Right? You know, it's like they got you on a technicality.
Yeah. Got you twice.
So fucking stupid and awesome. I love it. Scissor me daddy ass. Okay. Would you rock that shirt? You know, it's funny. Yeah, like people were like,
yo, the
Bullet Club shirt, people are like, yo, it's got guns. It's too like aggressive. I'll rock that all around. But like, if I'm wearing a shirt that says scissor me daddy ass, they're like, people are like, what the fuck is, you know what it is? It's mostly like, not that I'm embarrassed, I don't care.
Well,
whatever, but it's going to be too many questions. People be like, what is that shirt? You know?
Okay. So two things here. Yeah. One, would rock the Scissor Me Daddy Ass shirt, but I want the pink one. And I'm doing a deep cut on it.
Yeah.
It's going to get a deep cut, and I might even crop it a little bit. And that will be my official fucking fuckboy pool shirt for all of next summer. So
Scissor Me Daddy.
If you love this podcast and you love me, get me a medium Scissor Me Daddy Ass pink t-shirt, and I will cut into a deep cut and probably a crop too, and I will rock that shit all next summer.
Oh 100%. My god, everybody, let's get Tulo a Scissor Me Daddy Ass.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my god, but
two. I own the Mr. Ass shorts. Like, I have a pair of shorts that are like from, like, I don't know, Stash Pages or whatever one of those things are, or Chalkline, and it's the Ass Man shorts, and they're like teal, and they on the back it says Mr. Ass. I go to the dog park in those things. And people are like, does your short say Mr. Ass? And I'm like, sure it does.
I'm an ass man. Yeah, I'm an ass man.
Yeah. I like to suck them. I like to lick them. Oh, man. God, we thought that shit was so fucking good and funny.
Oh, my God.
Bro, that is so funny. I'm an ass man. Yo, if Unreal. You type ass man, if I type ass man into my Spotify,
uh-huh.
The first thing it gives me is two versions of ass man, like one from WB volume 4 and one from like just Billy, one that's just Billy Gunn, WB, Jimmy Johnson. But then it gives you sexy boy. And then it gives you Val Venus. Like it knows you want wrestling and that you want all the pervert shit.
You want it all. Uh-huh. Yeah. It wants all the pervy shit.
Oh my God, that's fucking hilarious. Val Venus. Oh, so that reminds me how much I would love if they brought back Right to Censor. I think that's such a great, have like a fucking, you got like the PC police. That's so fucking funny, you know? You can't say that. Like, you know, like that's what they were doing. Like, that's great.
I really
now
hope,
but now they're liberals. They're not like Christians, you know.
I really hope there's space in this WWE where we like get like a stable, like a new four horsemen stable of like Ziggler, Rude. Who was I thinking of the other
Rude
day?
Just I actually Googled to figure out where is Rude. I was curious about it. He got injured. He was just in Alabama getting a big surgery.
Oh really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Dolph.
I'm an ass man.
Wow, that was pretty good. I mean, I think there's room in this WWE for Dolph to really be a part of something like super dope. I think this is going to be like, I think 2023 coming up for Dolph is going to be a good year for him. I think he's going to find a sick lane in all of this.
Scissor Me Daddy. Yes, I think that would be fun.
He had that run in NXT, you know? I mean, he was around. Part of that, he's in the circle of trust.
The NXT shit was fun. He did a great job in NXT.
Yeah.
Not that many people watch it because it was like the worst zone for NXT, you know?
Yeah.
And WWE, it was just a terrible zone all around. Yeah. It was like, that mania was good, like, despite itself, you know? It was stupendous.
It was.
Braun Strowman versus Omos. And,
I'm fucking here for it, dude.
That is great. That's good. Yo,
he built this perfectly.
How small Strowman looked compared to Omos?
It's crazy.
That was insanity. He's like 6 inches shorter.
Nuts. He's 7'3", like 440 or something.
Huge. The dude is fucking huge. He can't wrestle at all, but.
Question. Does Braun wear the green title in Saudi?
Oh. God,
he should wear that, and they should battle.
Daddy ass. I hope so.
should I mean, tweet that to him right now? Hey, Braun, you gonna wear that green title? Why don't you make that the Monster Among Men title?
Oh my God, he has to.
They should make that the Monsters title. It was green. It was sick. She-Hulk, very hot right now in the streets. A green title fit in nicely. Actually, what does that title look like? Why have I had this fucking page open?
He's the winner of the greatest Royal Rumble.
Remember they had the fake Yokozuna in that because the Saudi prince wanted Yokozuna and he didn't know he was dead, so they got fake Yokozuna?
I don't remember that at all.
You don't remember that?
There was a greatest fake Royal Yokozuna Rumble at that WrestleMania, at that Rumble. I don't remember that.
Google fake Yokozuna. Yo, this title fucks. This is a good title. He should bring that back. Like 1,000%.
Let's see.
A good like looking title.
I like to lick them. I like. What are we talking about?
I don't know. What's the rest of the card? What's the rest of the Saudi card?
Braun Strowman, that's a great match.
Drew McIntyre versus Karrion Kross in a cage, steel cage match.
Fuck, that's going to go off. Those guys being the shit out of each other. Oh, how that's about that car great. Accident? Drew tried to fucking kill Karrion Kross and Scarlett. It's crazy, man.
That was a good time. That was they opened up like SmackDown like that, right?
Yeah, man.
That was a good time.
Hey, it's literally, it's kind of becoming Tough Guy Alley. Have you noticed?
Look. you can do Tough Guy Alley when these guys are fucking massive, though. You know? Tough Guy Alley when these guys look tough.
It's working, right? Like Solo versus fucking Sheamus? Let's go. Are you fucking kidding me?
Sheamus has that new shirt. I'm almost tempted to buy it where it just says like banger, 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 banger. Like, it is true. Sheamus puts on a fuck ton of great matches.
Like, I'm going to say that this is hands down. Like, I didn't see a lot of Sheamus stuff from back in the day, but like, man, if you just for a second think about this run that he's been on this year, like, he's fucking killing it. And he's got those other two guys over. I mean, Butch was left for dead in the Vince era, and now they're like a formidable stable. They're so awesome. Do you see when they enter as a crew now? They enter the Sheamus' song, yeah. And they have both Butch and Ridge like in that. I was like, damn, man. I was like, this Sheamus is fucking killing it. I could honestly, if there was one wrestler to take the title off Roman right now that I think would have the biggest pop and like the most overreaction that's currently right now, I think Sheamus would be it.
Fun fact about Sheamus, I believe he did take the title off Roman.
I mean, right now it would be so sick.
When he had didn't he have that like Sheamus like 5 second shirt? Do you remember that? Yo, Sheamus cashed in the Money in the Bank briefcase and won the title off
of Roman?
Roman, I think. So, let's look this
Cena?
Up. No. I think it was Roman. Sheamus cashes in. In the bank. Yeah, he had a little short title run for cashing the Survivor Series. This video is from 2019, but let's see when this was. Here we go.
You see Elimination Chamber is going to be in Montreal?
What?
Elimination Chamber in next year is going to be in Montreal. Last year it was in Saudi.
Yeah,
this year it's going to be in. What is it? Who do you cash in on? Are you going to watch the clip
out? Wait. No. Roman. Yeah, here's what happens. Like, Triple H comes out. I don't remember what happened here, but Triple H comes out. Roman spears him. This is from Survivor Series 2015. And he spears him this confetti going. Moments after Roman's defeat, he defeated Dean Ambrose to win the vacant WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Why was it vacant? Maybe Seth had to give it up? Is that when Seth hurt his knee? Was he the champ?
Year was that? 2015?
Or is that when Finn hurt himself? 2015?
That feels like that's too early.
This is Mohawk Sheamus, which, by the way, I would not mind that Mohawk back. I love the Sheamus Mohawk.
Holy shit, this is like...
He cashed in. Because then, yeah. Anyway, crazy. You forget that. But that was when Sheamus, oh my God. Bro, this guy, we watched wrestling for so long. This is when Sheamus, remember he had like the braided. It was Seth? Yeah.
Yeah.
He had the braided, Sheamus had the braided beard. Do you remember the braided beard? Like he had like kind of like fucking cornrows in his beard, like with beads. And then he had the fucking... The bull ring in his nose, you know. Anyway, that my point is, Sheamus at Extreme Rules had a fucking banger with Roman. They were beat up. So Sheamus had some fucking sick matches.
Yeah, this year it's excellent for him. I think they've built him up perfectly, and I'm pumped to see how Survivor Series comes together and. What's the rest of that card at in Saudi at Crown Jewel?
Brock Lesnar, Bobby Lashley.
Holy shit, that's crazy!
Yeah, And that you know they're going to make that, like, crazy. If you remember, like, Goldberg, Lashley, it was, like, the spear off the ramp. Like, they're going to have some kind of spectacle planned for Saudi. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So that'll be a fucking blast. Then is the OC versus Judgment Day.
Mm.
So that's a great match.
Boy, full, Dom.
Full Club versus Judgment Day, you know?
And fucking then, sick.
Main event, Roman Reigns, Logan Paul. I mean, there's no female matches on here, which is surprising because they've had them in the past. But they've had them in the past.
Well, they. I think tonight Bayley was facing Bianca, so I'm thinking maybe they might add something. Right. I mean, we still have what 2 weeks, right?
We got to talk about two things. We got to talk about Bray. So let's make sure after this next topic I bring up, we switch to Bray. But I just want to talk about how jabroni Peacock is for a second.
Like, oh my God.
They're like, oh, streaming on Peacock, you know? And they say that, and it deflates me. Do you still feel that? Like, I am so...
We've talked about this.
I know, we talked about it. Like, they're like, oh, Saudi, like a crowd jewel, only on, like, Peacock. And I'm like...
Bro, it was so awesome when it was WWE Network.
I'm like, damn it. Like, I don't know why, but it's so funny because Peacock works fine enough to watch, but I just don't like it. I don't like it, you know?
WWE.
And I pay for it.
I said it once, I said it a million times. My boy Dipperstein was 100% right when it came to paying $300 a month for WWE Network because it's gone. And honestly, I miss it.
That was one of the greatest comments of all time. That was Dipperstein.
You were like, I don't know, like 25 probably. And he's like, 300. I would pay
$300 a month. Like, this is before you get it for $9.99. So you're kind of like, now you can conditioned to think that you should get it for $9.99. But if you tell me, like, yo, for $300 a month, you get access to every single wrestling event ever, essentially, you know, which is kind of what the WWE Network was, you know, you understand why someone would pay $300 a month for that if you're a mark like Dipperstein. Yeah.
Except for ROH, because Tony bought ROH and then used it to bring down AEW. What?
Brian Dipperstein, is such an interesting cat. He has such a beautiful home, you know? And it's amazing. His walls are all wrestling art. Like, he has gorgeous wrestling art that meets he has wrestling art that meets the caliber of home. It's a beautiful thing to behold, you know? So I believe him when he says he would pay $300 a month. But yeah, this crown jewel is great. I mean, Logan Paul, I mean, you know, look, I'm thinking about this Logan Paul match, and it makes sense. We know what I did at the diner. That's besides the point. This Logan Paul match makes sense because it's, you know, it's big money, and it feels like Saudi, they got to be so happy they're getting that match. But I am bummed that we didn't. I'm starting to feel a little bummed that we didn't get to build Logan Paul to a place where he believably could beat Roman, you know? Like, right now, even when they're billing it, they're going, he's trying to pull off one of the biggest underdog stories ever. Yeah. That sucks that that's how we're going in, is my thought. What do you think? Because he's pretty bought Osman, you know?
No. This is the right way to do it. This is 100% the right way to do it. He only has one shot. That's it. He never will and never can be on Roman's level. The only way he can do it is if he gets lucky. That's all he's got going for him. That's it.
Okay. But right now we're in a place where you don't even think he could get lucky. Right? Like, there have been times
I don't think you could say that though, because
there have been times in WWE history where you've been like I remember when Rey Mysterio won the title, and I remember it, like, all the stars were aligned for him, and you go, you know what, it makes sense, just do it, he's earned enough respect, he's an underdog, blah blah blah. Same with Foley, you know what I mean? And I'm thinking that Logan Paul has enough talent, you know, he's super athletic dude, that if he cared enough about wrestling, which he probably doesn't ultimately.
No, like, he definitely does.
He likes wrestling as one of the 500 things he's doing with his time. You know,
I'd say it's much higher up on his.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
But you think he doesn't lose to Roman and disappear?
No, I think no.
You think he's going to be keeping around?
He signed the contract, so I think he's going to be around.
He signed the contract, but I saw he signed the contract. He signed like a multi-year contract, but you know, I'm saying, you think he's going to be wrestling like?
No, I think they'll be able to bill it where, like almost like Paul Walker in Fast and Furious with Vin Diesel. It's like, I almost had you, man.
Why, you thought that like, Paul Walker almost death had was me? A work? You're saying the Paul death? You thought that was a work?
Jesus Christ. almost had me? You never had me. You never had your car.
Oh, my God.
No, but like, you know, like, I think it's going to be that kind of thing. It's like, he's going to have that one up. He's going to hit the shot. Like, they'll create a very big spot where Logan Paul will make you, well, they'll make you think that Logan Paul is actually going to do it.
He'll make like you.
Something crazy.
Make you.
My brother just told me he's going to Dave Matthews at the Garden.
Really?
Soon. Yeah, it's coming up soon.
So I know all about that. He's going, you know, it's going to be Thanksgiving. They're doing mm-hmm. like around Thanksgiving at the Garden, which is, I think, is great. And, I'm jealous, but my thing is, I probably will be in New York then, but I don't think I can pull off going to a concert and then like going to my parents for Thanksgiving. They just like the COVID. They're just, you know, they're just,
yeah. Well, especially with you fucking Johnny, fucking Donnie, fucking immune system.
Yeah. I got so much COVID. I can't they probably would let me do it. You know what I mean? But I just can't do it to them. You know, like, you know,
yeah, I mean, yeah.
They live so guarded, and I'm just going to be like, yeah, I went to the Garden, you know?
Dude, it's crazy how people in New like, are... Oh, they're not in New York, though, now, right?
Who?
Oh, are they?
My parents are on Long Island.
Yeah. Oh, they are? I thought they moved.
Yeah, no. They're still crushing Long Island, bro.
But it's crazy, like, our parents on Long Island still are, like, pretty guarded. My mom, not so much.
Well... All that being said, Tulo, with all that being said, I will not be attending Dave Matthews Band. And the last time Dave Matthews Band, I had COVID, so I couldn't go.
Man, COVID has made you miss a lot of things. And... Made you lose a title. Made you lose a title. It's made you fucking miss Skylar Astin's birthday party.
It was brutal. Well, that's the crazy thing now. So I got like, I got COVID, and then when I got better from COVID, I got sick with something else after, you know, and that laid me the fuck out, you know, and then I'm now back in the gym, and I'm like, so I'm probably like 2 weeks back in the gym, you know, and like, I'm really fucking hurting, man. Like, I'm starting to finally get back. Here's the thing that happens with the gym, okay? Yeah. You start getting your strength back when you know,
yeah.
And then you go, fuck, get my strength back. I got to lift these heavy-ass fucking weights. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Because you
you're like, yo, even if you have the strength to move a weight, it doesn't mean that your body's still like, yo, this is a heavy weight. You can still tell. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? you think that that's how it works. It's like you're proportionally stronger, so you're like, ah, whatever. This feels like 50 pounds. It's never quite like that. It's like, I know I can move this, but this still sucks as heavy as shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. What else going on in wrestling? Oh, Bray Wyatt. So let's Bray Wyatt. Let's Bray Wyatt. I'm just a servant now. I go where the circle takes me. Wink. All right. So Bray Wyatt had a major shift in promo. So his first promo back was him kind of like telling you, like, I'm just being me. This is me. But then, if you listen to the way he's speaking, he starts speaking to Bray Wyatt, right?
Yeah.
He starts addressing Bray like he's not Bray. Like, essentially that he's Wyndham Rotunda, but he never says that, speaking to his character. And then he gets interrupted by his other character in the mask, you know? And mm-hmm. then this week, I thought his personality was completely different, right? This week, when he was on, his whole thing was like, yo, I'm going to do horrible things, and I'm not going to feel bad about it for 1 second. And it's like, not on me. I'm just a servant now. I go where the circle takes me, you know? So that was a completely different version of himself. So I think we're seeing kind of like multiple personalities with Bray.
Yeah, and who is that cowboy?
Don't know.
The guy with the mustache, right? Who's that guy?
Who's the guy with the mustache? Dude, what are you,
you
talking
see
about?
See that part? There was a part in like
that.
Miss
a part?
There's a part in that scene that they cut to somebody in the face and it had like a mustache.
Oh, I
like,
saw that. Like, yeah. They keep cutting. I don't know what.
All I had to do was the mustache for Dan, and then he saw it. He's like, oh, that's right.
That's all I needed.
Yeah.
Who's
that guy? You know me. I mean, it's like it's crazy, man.
I'm just a servant now. I go where the mustache goes.
This is that's the one thing I'm working on.
Your mustache. You're growing back the beard.
No, I'm going to about to shave it down because I want to do something. All right, can we take a fucking mustache detour?
You want to take a mustache detour?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Maybe you can help me out with this.
Hold on. Wait, why is this not working? Oh, my God. All right, are you ready? No. This is really important, guys. We can't fuck this up. Okay, are you ready? Try me again. Mm-hmm.
You want to take a mustache detour? It's going to be so loud. I know.
Yo, bro. This shorted out my whole system. Oh, my God. My whole thing is so fucked up now.
You got to be kidding me, bro. You are the fucking worst.
Oh, my God. What the fuck, bro? I got to be honest. I don't know why that happened.
A better setup. Just get yourself a stream deck, dude.
No, this thing's good. This thing's really good.
Really good, Dan. It's never been good. I don't know what makes you think it's good. It's not good. Just get a stream deck, and then you can have all your shit uploaded right on, and you just boom, 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 and you're fine.
All right, you get me a stream deck, you piece of shit.
Yeah. Eat my ass.
All right. Well, I don't know why it's not. I got to be honest. I'm not sure why it's not playing. I might need to get a stream deck.
Red
wine make me feel so fine. It keeps me rocking all of the time.
All of the time. Didn't we have an episode about red wine once?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Are you ready?
Was that John Moxley?
Oh, I have that, too. I can play that, too.
That was the exact same sound.
Yeah, are you ready?
That was the exact same sound.
Dude, why is this not working? Oh, I'm so bad.
Oh, my God. That was the exact same sound.
All right, red wine. It makes me feel so fine. It keeps me rocking all of the time.
All of the time.
All right. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, bro. I'm ready, man.
Are you ready or no? Are you ready?
I have one thing to ask.
Mustache. All right. We got to do this right. Okay. Ready? We waited all this time. We got to do it right. It's the mustache. Hump Day Detour. It's like a mustache. Mustache detour. Hump Day Detour. It's a motherfucking mustache detour. You know. Yeah. All right, Tilo, talk about your mustache. I mean, this is a real long walk. Was that it? Are you done?
Dude, I mean, like, I don't even know where to go now with this, but, like, it's not that. It feels like it's not going to be as special anymore. But I was going to say, I want to be someone for Halloween that has a mustache. Who should I be?
You want to be someone on Halloween who doesn't have a mustache or who does?
That has a mustache. My mustache is looking real good right now. I want to shave down and just have the mustache. What's a good mustache Halloween costume?
What's a good mustache Halloween costume?
Like, who's a good person with a mustache? Like, the only thing I keep thinking of is like Freddie Mercury. I could do the fucking.
Yeah, you could do Freddie Mercury. You could do
top.
You could just do like a pedophile. Just classic. You could do.
I just have a guy like walking behind me saying there.
Burt Reynolds?
Dateline.
In Boogie Nights? You could do Alex Trebek. let's look at famous mustache. You could be Nick Offerman. You could be Adolf Hitler. That's who just came up here. Jeez,
come on.
You could do, I'm Jewish. I'm allowed to suggest that. You could be Groucho Marx.
Why don't you look up like
Dr. Phil
Halloween costumes? Dr. Phil's wild. Like Halloween costumes or like mustache Halloween costume idea.
Okay. Mustache Halloween. You could be Randy Orton.
I can be the Viper.
Mustache. You could be Anchorman.
Anchorman. Ooh, Ron Burgundy's not.
Keith Hernandez?
It could be Keith. I actually have a Keith Hernandez jersey. That's a great idea.
You could be Keith Hernandez. Ask people to like help move the couch.
I just have a bunch of cocaine on my mustache.
You could be Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso's good.
You could be, yeah, you could be Ted Lasso. You could be Charlie Chaplin, which is also kind of Hitler-esque. You could be the Monopoly guy. I think Ted Lasso is kind of a like, played-out costume. Oh,
the Monopoly guy.
This is a great one. You can be the Pringles guy.
Pringles guy.
You could be the... Yeah, look up Pringles.
Pringles costume.
Yep. You could be the guy on the Pringles canister. Yo, I'm Pringles. Captain Jack Sparrow.
Best mustache detour ever.
You could be Tiger King. You need a mullet also. Tom Selleck. You could be Tom Selleck.
Celebrity mustaches. I could be Bradley Cooper.
All right, that's all. Charlie Murphy. That I have. That's the end of the detour.
Is it? We're done. We're off.
That's the end of the detour. What else, Tula? What the fuck else is going on in wrestling? We got to cover anything else?
I don't know.
I was reading that they thought AEW was expecting Jericho. The WWE was expecting Jericho to come back. Did you see that? They thought Jericho was going to come back when his contract was up, and then he signed an extension.
Yeah. The locker room leader.
Yeah. So, also, they announced Elimination Chamber is going to be in Montreal. That's be pretty
really?
Cool.
Really? Yeah, I said that like about like 20 minutes ago. I think I actually said three times.
You said that?
Yeah.
You said that?
Yeah, I said like three times.
I was
like,
you saying that.
Yo, Elimination Chamber is going to be in Montreal. And you're like, and you just didn't reply. And I was like, yo, Elimination Chamber, it's going to be in Montreal.
We'll have to go back to the tape. I don't believe you. Bro, I told you, I didn't have my snake oil today.
I know.
Wait, is Adam Pearce fired?
Is he?
I don't know. Did you see that Shawn Michaels he's like growing? He grew his hair back.
Did he?
Yeah, he grew his hair back. He just straight up was he's just embracing like whatever the way it went. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, whatever. We covered all the main stuff. What the fuck's going on with Mandy Rose? Are they gonna just keep her in NXT? You know,
I have no idea. I hope maybe like Asuka goes down there to prevent her from breaking her record or something. I think that would be pretty dope.
Yeah.
And then we get Asuka versus Mako. That would be fucking. Actually, there you go. I just booked the fucking best thing ever for NXT right there. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah. The only other last piece. This is the last thing. You see the Liv gimmick change kind of?
Yeah, what's going on? She's going crazy.
I don't
crazy.
Know.
She's
she kind of like lost, and then she would kind of got nuts.
I was in the sheets, and I saw like a rumor of GCW and WWE partnering together or something like that?
That could be cool. That stuff never seems that necessary for WWE, you know? But sure, you know?
If they want to go, maybe like...
I just hope like we see fucking Cardona. That's the only thing I'm really hoping for.
Well, maybe any news on that? Like ECW versus WWE kind of thing, and you get like extreme like fucking matches and stuff. That'd be sick. I mean, I would love for Cardona to be back in WWE. I think he would kill it in this version.
Yeah, Cardona and Chelsea have to come together, and
yeah.
Pretty cool though that I saw. You know that I felt pretty cool for Maria Kanellis, like her and her husband going on AEW. They've been in every single wrestling promotions. Did you see that?
Yeah, I don't even know what they're doing. The Kingdom, was that even fucking?
I don't know. They're doing a thing, but it's just pretty cool that they've literally been in every. She's been in every single wrestling promotion, I think.
Yeah,
like all the major promotions, you know. Cool. All right, whatever, man. Good shit going on. Good shit going on. I mean, overall, great show. I like where they're headed. Triple H doing good work. Heading into this Saudi show, and the cool thing is we're getting into this Survivor Series territory, which I'm pretty excited to see what this Survivor Series looks like.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool Crown Jewel's happening now. I think that was something that we weren't ever looking forward to, but the way it's building up and the fallout from that and how that's going to lead into Survivor Series. I mean, War Games is sick. I don't know how they're going to do it. I really hope, like, maybe there's a women's match where all the titles are on the line or something like that. I think they're just going to – Survivor Series is going to fucking crush this year. You're going to get that nostalgia feel with, like, the War Games mixed in. Big things, big things,
big days, big days, and let's.
Then we go right into rain
before
season.
I know we're headed into rain season, but before we go, we should just give a shout out to a great career. We wish him luck to Ezekiel. He's got future endeavors.
Ezekiel
got future endeavored. He had a nice run of being Elias's brother. I have that shirt still in the packaging.
Well, someone said something that really, just hold on to it. Someone said something that wouldn't it be really funny if Elias entered at like 1 in the Royal Rumble and got eliminated and then shaved and came back as Ezekiel? It's like 20 or something.
That'd be fucking great.
They should 100% do that. That would be the best fucking thing.
That seems like a no-brainer, right?
No brainer.
But it's so funny to think about, like, somebody, it's like, he's got to be off TV to, like, grow his beard back, you know? And you're like,
yeah, just Ezekiel again for a little bit. I mean, that's hilarious. It. I mean, it's that's the best gig in the whole entire world. Just keep fucking your two different characters, like, half the year.
But it's such a hilarious gimmick. They're like, it's hilarious that wrestling is the thing where it's like, oh, yeah, I'm not working this week. Why? Because I have to wait for my beard to grow back. You know what I mean? Like you're like you're off from working. All right, let's get out of here. We're fucking tired. Right. We're good chatting, Tulo.
Good chat, man.
Let's do it again, bro.
Yeah, I can do a bonus episode this week if you want.
Let's do it after Dynamite or something. Oh, well, because we'll have Raw and Dynamite to talk about. So let's try to put one out later on Thursday or Friday this week.
Yeah, I should have time to do that.
I have time this week. It's a good week for me. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Keep watching wrestling. Kisses. Cheers up. Oh, if you're in LA, check out Comedy Poll Show on Wednesday. That'll be 10:26. Maybe when you're listening to this at the Virgil. You can get tickets at
Jump on it.
Comedy
get
show.
To
LA.
It.
It's a good time.
Ride
and 11/3, November 3rd, Last Improv Show at Last Improv Show. If you're in LA, you want to see that. But that show is. Not a lot of tickets left for that show already. That's like 2 weeks away.
Hot show.
Not 2 weeks away. It's a week from.
Hot item. A week from those tickets are hot items.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, keep watching wrestling. Keep watching wrestling. Kisses. Cheers off.
Kisses. I'm not going to say you, man.